you know, I don't know. Really, we were obviously beaten last Monday in Sligo, and we're very disappointed in the manner of the defeat and getting players sent off and so forth. And so it was important that we responded in the right way. And, you know, it was a game that we were uncertain of. You know, we were bringing players in. We had a few players coming into the team for the first time this year. And but we couldn't have envisaged winning 7-0. We're absolutely thrilled, you know, to win 7-0. We couldn't have predicted that. And it's very rarely you'll ever see a scoreline like that in the Premier Division. And we're just pleased to get the win, and the goals won't do our goal difference any harm, you know.
Yeah, they certainly won't. And 6 out of those 7 goals coming in what sounds like quite a second half, Stephen.
Yeah, we were 1-0 up at half time, and we possibly could have had a second. We hit the post, and we had one disallowed. So, but we were determined at half time, because in our previous home game against St Patrick's Athletic, the start of the second half, we didn't start well. First 15, 20 minutes of the second half, we didn't start well. So it's important. We knew it was important that we didn't let UCD back into the game last night. Thankfully, we got a few goals and killed the game, and that was it.
The result and the performance last night, all the more impressive, Stephen, given, as you say, it comes on the back of that defeat by Sligo, and you had the 3 guys sent off in that game as well. So you had your problems going into last night's game.
Yeah, well, as I said, we haven't had anyone sent off all season, and we have a fairly honest group of players. Like, I don't think, you know, there's a lack of cynicism in the group. They come in every day, they work hard. They have good values, technically high, you know, technically they can play to a high level. So for us to get 3 sent off in one half was a bit of a disaster, to say the least. And I think the Sligo Rovers manager Paul Cook said, you know, there wasn't a bad tackle in the game, and he was probably right. We were just a little bit indisciplined, and we got 1 or 2, like last Eddie McCallum was sent off, last man back, and that. So we were really annoyed the other day. So for us to come back, I was really annoyed, and then for us to bounce back in the manner that we did shows the seriousness of how the players viewed it, and shows that they've got a bit of character to come back and not have 2 defeats on the bounce, and to come back and win against UCD, who incidentally beat Sligo last week 2-1. So that's the strangeness of football, you know. It's unpredictable. Sligo going to beat UCD, and then they beat us well 3-0, and then we win 7-0. So it doesn't make sense at times, but that's the nature of it.
Are you pleasantly surprised, Stephen, at how well things have been going for you this season? I know you would be reluctant to get, you know, to kind of lose the run of yourself, but when you look at the table, and Derry City have managed to stay in touch there, we've gone 11 games now, we're well into the season, and along with Shamrock Rovers, you look the team to beat this year.
Yeah, I mean, very, very good players. You know, I think technically I don't think there would be probably a better team overall, but I think physically we're not the strongest team, and, you know, strength and depth, you know, probably Shamrock Rovers probably have 2, you know, they have 2 teams. They, you know, they have 21 senior pros and senior professionals, and they have, you know, they could field 2nd 11 and be equally as strong. Ourselves, I think, we're still, like, I didn't know how it would go. I am an optimistic person, and I would think, yeah, we'll definitely have a go at this. But you can never be sure. I probably couldn't have envisaged that Shane McElhenney at centre-back has played as well as he has. I knew he had the talent, but to produce it week in, week out in the manner that he has, and that Daniel Lafferty, even though I had great faith in Daniel, he didn't have a great start to his career here. When he came in midway through last season, he struggled, but he's been absolutely outstanding at left back for us. So certainly, you know, there's a lot of things that I couldn't have guaranteed. I was hopeful that it would come good in that, but I couldn't, you know, I couldn't have put my house on it, you know. So it's gone well so far, but that's the danger. When you win 7-0, everyone's patting each other on the back, and then you go and play 3 days later against Drogheda, and you get turned over. So we have to make sure we continue to play well and do well against Drogheda on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that game against Drogheda, I was going to mention that, Stephen. They're still without a win this season, but
we drew them already, you know.
Yeah.
We were 2-0 up in Drogheda, and we drew 2-2.
Yeah.
So that's a little lesson for us. So
it is.
We'll have to be at our best.